A gender-responsive approach is necessary because strategies and policy guidelines developed by large global institutions have only minimally included short and long-term effects of pandemic outbreaks and how they may impact women and men differently. Gender issues can be observed when female victims or survivors are underrepresented in policy matters. Likewise, female victims of domestic violence tend to be unable to express their voices and to be overlooked when it comes to participation in political issues. Policymakers need to give serious consideration to improving and maintaining health equity. So many individuals have instantly lost their income, and so many had to move on during this economic struggle without savings. To further exacerbate the already direct negative consequences of losing or reducing income, it is important to remember that psychosocial stress is correlated to low income. In order to prevent health inequalities from broadening, it is necessary to protect the income of those who are already poor. Health inequalities may continue growing not only in the short term, but also in the long term as an adjustment to new realities continue.